your to-do list.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another exciting broadcast of Auto World. On this show, we've got lots of cool stuff, including some recent interviews I did at the LA International Auto Show. And we're going to kick things off by looking into the future of Mazda design with Derek Jenkins.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, alongside John Schwegman, who is the Vice President of Marketing for Buick. John, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me here today.
Well, this is exciting news for Buick here at the show. You guys are showing off a high-performance variant of the Regal. This is the GS model, and it's just chock-full of goodies.
Yes, yeah, we're going to be pulling the cloak off the GS, and it's taking the performance level up another notch or two from the Buick Regal, which we just launched earlier this year. So we're real excited about it. We have the Turbo, which hits dealerships here later this month, and we have a 6-speed manual transmission, the first time we've had a 6-speed in Buick in about 20 years. So, and then in quarter three of next year, the Regal GS will come out, which will be kind of our performance icon within the brand.
Let's talk about the GS only engine. This is a high output variant of the EcoTec 2-liter turbo engine, putting out an amazing amount of horsepower and torque considering the size of this engine.
We're getting everything we can out of this four-cylinder engine. It's 255 horsepower, and what's probably even more impressive is the 295 foot-pounds of torque. And I had the chance to drive it yesterday at our proving grounds, and took a couple laps with our chief engineer on the powertrain side and put it through its paces. And I tell you what, as fun as the turbo is, the Regal GS takes it up several notches. So it did amazingly well and was cornering pretty sharp turns at 90 miles an hour. And with the interactive drive control and the hyper strut suspension, it just held to the ground and was a real fun vehicle to drive. And I think what catches folks attention right away is the design on the vehicle. So when folks come by and see it in the show, it's going to turn heads. And then when they get behind the wheel back half of next year, it's going to be real exciting.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the look of the vehicle. You guys have done just a wonderful job with the overall design signature of the new Regal. But this GS model is really taking it to an even higher level with a lot of performance cues both inside and out. Tell us about that, John.
Well, to be a true premium full-line player, you have to play in the performance space. And the Regal GS will be that entry for us. And we've taken the look of the vehicle, and we've gone with some unique front and rear fascias that give it a really aggressive, sporty feel. 19-inch alloy wheels, dual exhaust in the back. When you get in the interior, we have performance seats. We have a specific racing wheel, as well as unique metal pedals and interactive drive control. So it really is Brembo brakes as well. So all the performance characteristics you'd expect in a vehicle, you may not expect in a Buick, though. So we're real excited to bring this out to market.
Yeah, the first time I can remember ever having Brembo brakes available on a Buick. And also, tell us more about the interactive drive control system. You had an opportunity to play around with it yesterday. Explain to our listeners what it's all about.
Yeah, the system itself has three settings, kind of a normal mode for kind of everyday driving. Touring, if you happen to hit kind of rougher roads and you don't feel like getting bumped around and you want a smoother ride, you can put it on a tour. Or the GS mode, and that's, you know, it actually lowers the vehicle and really tightens it up. So the handling around corners, you know, the body has little to no roll, and it just grabs the road. I could describe it, but, Bob, you have to drive this vehicle. It was amazing.
That's great. So you can change both the suspension as well as the steering effort, John, with that system?
Yes, you can. Yes, it's very interactive, and it takes a lot of the driver inputs in terms of how you're driving, how you're cornering, how you're throttling, braking, and takes all that in and actually adjusts to the driver's setting.
Well, so the vehicle is actually monitoring the driver's kind of behavior and then adapting as the vehicle's in motion?
Absolutely. It's very interactive, and that's part of the name, you know, interactive drive control. It does read kind of the driver's personal driving style and takes that into account in terms of making the adjustments on how the vehicle handles.
That's cool. Let's talk about the kind of buyer that you expect to get into the Buick Regal GS with this high-performance engine. I mean, I can imagine this engine is not only going to deliver the great power that it's showing, but also some pretty impressive fuel economy numbers as well.
Yeah, the fuel economy, and that's the beauty of having a high-output four-cylinder. The fuel economy is not going to be down in the teens. You're talking about highway fuel economy around 29 miles per gallon. So we think it's a very good balanced package. It has great handling, just like the base Regal does, but it takes that up a notch. But now you have the performance side, but you don't have to compromise on the fuel. The fuel economy, you know, is still at 29 miles per gallon highway. And it's something that you don't have to trade off, and you can get an aggressive-looking vehicle with a very spirited powertrain, great ride and handling characteristics, all at a reasonable price.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about the type of buyers that you're aiming this vehicle at. I would imagine you're expecting to bring in some new conquest buyers into the Buick brand, perhaps people that have never considered buying a Buick before.
Yeah, we're real encouraged with where the brand's gone even this year. If we look at kind of our sales, we've moved, if you look across the luxury brands, Buick has moved into fourth place in terms of volume within the luxury brands, currently outselling Infiniti, Acura, Lincoln, Mercury.
Wow.
And that's even before the Regal is fully out there. And we just announced that the Verano compact sedan will be coming out at the tail end of next year. So we're really growing the portfolio, but we've gotten a lot of traction here, which is great. And the customers that are coming in, we're getting a conquest rate of 42%.
Wow, that's very high.
Historically, that's been about 25% for Buick. So our dealers are sending us notes every day that we're getting customers that we've never seen come in and cross shop our Buicks, and they're excited about the product. So we're real encouraged by some of that information and the progress we've had on the brand so far this year.
John, I noticed this vehicle not only has a high-performance powertrain and suspension, but it's also got a high-performance stereo as well. You guys are doing some magic there. Tell us about that.
Well, the stereo system, you know, you can't have a great performance vehicle and go cheap on the stereo. So the stereo itself is a great system, Harman-Kardon stereo with a 10-speaker system. So when you're in the vehicle and you want to dial it up on the sound system, you'll have that capability here on the Buick Regal GS.
So tell us exactly when that the Buick Regal GS production model will be available for consumers to take delivery of. How far off is it?
And not too far. It's a 2012 model year, so you're looking at the back half of next year, probably mid to late third quarter of next year, so you're probably about 8 or 9 months away.
Let's talk a little bit more about Buick, the brand. As the vice president of marketing, as you pointed out, you've made some real significant gains in a short period of time. Looking a little bit further down the road, where do you hope to see Buick in, let's say, 2 years, 5 years? Where do you see the brand expanding?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you look at where we started the year really just playing in two segments, large sedan and mid-crossover with the Enclave. And the Enclave, even though it's going on its fourth year, for many people is a brand-new vehicle because they're just taking notice of it, but it's got really great momentum. But those two segments only comprise 14% of the industry. So Buick started the calendar year only competing in 14% of the industry. And now we're entering the mid-sedan segment, which is the second largest with the Buick Regal. Next year, as we mentioned, the Verano comes in the compact sedan. That's the largest segment in the industry. So we're taking Buick from what many saw as kind of a niche brand with just a couple entries to a full-line premium brand with just within a few years. So we'll be playing in the mid-sedan space, the compact sedan space with the Buick Regal and the Buick Verano. And we talked about a small crossover as well. So you know, the crossover space is obviously growing and continues to be popular. So we're looking at different opportunities to grow the brand and have a full-line premium brand with Buick. As we've moved to kind of a four brand strategy within General Motors, we need Buick to play a lot stronger, and we're seeing the traction here today. And as we roll out a lot of the product here going forward, we think it's going to play even harder.
Great words. John Schwegman is Vice President of Marketing for Buick. Thank you so much, John, for telling us all about the hot new 2012 Buick Regal GS production model, as well as the future of the Buick brand. Enjoy the rest of your time here in the City of Angels.
Today on The Long Drive, a $60,000-plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno. You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
We're back. We're live all across North America. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. This is America's automobile enthusiast show. We've been on the air some 18 years and having lots of fun. I have recently returned from a couple of big automotive events, including the SEMA show out in Las Vegas and the L.A. International Auto Show. And throughout the remainder of this hour, we'll play another interview that I did at the L.A. Auto Show. And on this particular interview, we'll hear about some of the goings-on at Chevrolet. Chevrolet, of course, is making a lot of news with the official launch date of the Camaro convertible being announced. And they're showing it off in public. And also the Chevrolet Volt, which has recently won some accolades from various publications. And they're launching the Chevrolet Cruze. So we'll be talking to the gentleman from Chevrolet in an interview that I recorded a couple of weeks back in Los Angeles a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. But in the meanwhile, we'll throw out a trivia question, and Matt is standing by at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And the question is about the tiny Cadillac that was sold for a number of years during the 1980s. This was based on rather a humble platform. The Chevrolet Cavalier was one of its stable mates, and this Cadillac that began with the letter C is definitely not one of the more sought-after Cadillacs in the history of the brand. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, it was based on the X platform. This was a Cadillac that was spun off the same platform that gave us the Chevrolet Citation, the Pontiac Phoenix, and as well as the Oldsmobile and Buick variants of this particular platform. They decided to build a Cadillac variant. Telephone number 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The folks at MotorTrend.com have come up with a list of the top nine halo cars available in showrooms today. What's a halo car? Well, a halo car is basically a showpiece vehicle. Why do automakers make these halo cars? For a variety of reasons. Number one, to showcase the brand's technology, to bring you in out of curiosity. You probably can't afford the halo car, but you kind of like to dream and check it out in person. And quite often, if you go into the dealership that has the halo car, if you become entranced with the halo car, quite often the sales folks can talk you into becoming a member of that particular brand, perhaps in a more affordable vehicle. So here are the jaw droppers, according to the folks at MotorTrend.com. Number one is from Audi. It's the R8, and the R8 is available in both coupe and convertible versions, and recently introduced at the LA Auto Show in GT variant, which is kind of a bare-bones track version of the R8. I have not had the pleasure yet of driving the R8. Hope to do that one of these days soon. Cadillac's new Halo Coupe, very good-looking car, somewhat polarizing. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I love the exhaust treatment of it. It is available in many different guises. Actually starts out as a affordable vehicle in the lower end, in the high 30s, if you want to call that affordable, scrolling all the way up to the mighty CTS-V trim, which packs the LS9 power plant in detuned form. That's the same power plant you get in the Corvette ZR1, except in the Cadillac, you can get it with either a 6-speed automatic or a 6-speed manual. It's a looker, as far as I'm concerned, and be interesting to see how it plays out in the automotive marketplace. Another hot vehicle halo-wise is the Corvette King of the Hill, which is the ZR1. This vehicle has amazing performance and an amazing price tag. The first Corvette to exceed the $100,000 barrier. Most Corvette ZR1s come in at about $120,000. There's only a couple of options, and most people tend to get all of them. I've only seen one ever on the road, and it was in California. It's a dropping vehicle with its carbon fiber body pieces and the most powerful engine ever put in a General Motors vehicle. Speaking of General Motors, another halo car, a little bit more affordable. It is Motor Trend's 2011 Car of the Year. The Volt is considered a halo car by the folks at Motor Trend Online, motortrend.com. It's stirred up a bit of controversy recently as Rush Limbaugh made some well-publicized comments about this car not being worthy of the Motor Trend Car of the Year. I have some mixed feelings about it myself. As a former employee of Motor Trend, I can understand why it was chosen, but this is a pretty limited volume vehicle. They're only building about 10,000 for this year. They'll scroll up to 30 or 40 in the next few years. Certainly, when it comes to technology, it's chock full of that, but nevertheless considered a halo vehicle from the folks at Motor Trend. Hyundai's Equus, I'm very much looking forward to driving this. This is the Uber Lexus, the one that Paul Eisenstein referred to in the long drive feature that played a few moments ago here on the broadcast. The vehicle that has an iPad for a owner's manual, the vehicle with a killer sound system. It's kind of a limousine-like Hyundai. $60,000 or so, but with more equipment than any other car, priced under $100,000. It will be very interesting to drive that vehicle, and I hope I get the opportunity in the future. Also, a vehicle I'd love to drive, have not had the opportunity, don't expect to. It's the limited production LFA from Lexus, a 10-cylinder race car made of very high-tech materials, composite materials, carbon fiber materials, and with a hefty, heavy-duty price tag of more than $400,000. Another car that I would love to drive is the SLS AMG for Mercedes-Benz. This is the return of the dramatic gullwing styling that first we saw back on the classic Mercedes 300 SL from the 1950s. My favorite part of this vehicle is the new halo car from Mercedes-Benz is half the price of the halo car that it replaces, the very pricey Mercedes SLR, which was more than $400,000. This one is also very pricey at more than $200,000, but at least it's a little bit more affordable, let's put it that way, if you win the lottery. Another car that I've only driven at a California event for a very short span of time. Would love to live with this vehicle for a week. It's the Nissan GT-R, the supercar from Nissan with a price tag of $80,000, but with the performance to run with vehicles costing two and three times its price tag. It's rolled out, in all honesty, to mixed sales here in the U.S., and I'd be really interested to drive the updated 2012 variant. And finally, two more vehicles, the Drophead Coupe from Rolls-Royce. That's a beautiful vehicle. And the Panamera from Porsche. We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World straight ahead.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Warren Tracy, the man behind the Busted Knuckle Garage, has got a cool prize for you if you can answer this question. And it's so easy, I cannot believe that no one yet has even come close. The question is, back when? Back in the early 1980s, General Motors launched what was really the first mass production front-wheel drive platform. It was called the X car, and there were many different variants of it, including the Phoenix from Pontiac and the Citation from Chevrolet. In all honesty, some almost 30 years later, it was a pretty horrid vehicle. And then they slapped the Cadillac badge on one, and this vehicle is not very well loved by folks who have appreciation for the Cadillac brand. What was the front-wheel drive Cadillac that shared its architecture with these other cars, including the Chevrolet Cavalier? Not the Chevrolet Cavalier, the Chevrolet Citation. I'm thinking Cavalier is more recent days, but this was back in the early 1980s. The Citation was the X car from General Motors. Here's the telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Also, well, you can email me up, bob@boblongradio.com. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Got a couple of interesting stories to pass along, and later on we'll be playing that interview that I did at the LA Auto Show, where we get the inside scoop from one of the executives from General Motors, Chevrolet in particular, about the Camaro convertible around the bend, the Volt, as well as the Chevrolet Cruze. But Maserati and Chrysler may be collaborating on a sport utility. Is this a good idea? Well, it's reportedly a done deal. Of course, Chrysler is in partnership now with Fiat, and so there have been lots of rumors swirling around about an Italian-American alliance in the sport utility realm, and it looks like the head of Fiat is very much impressed with the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee and Dodge Durango platform. And he said, this is, quote, great architecture. Why shouldn't I put a Maserati on it? So what do you think about a Jeep Grand Cherokee rebadged, reworked as a Maserati? That's the question we'll throw out there as well. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Dell joins us in Iowa, listening on AM News Talk 1540 KXEL. Dell, thank you very much for joining us. How you doing?
Doing well, Bob. You?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for asking. We always love hearing from all of the folks, especially you out there in KXEL land. How's the weather treating you so far?
Well, today it got up about 44 degrees, but the wind's blowing about 35 mile an hour. So,
ooh, that's
a
nasty
sunny,
windchill.
But still sunny, but still a little cool.
Definitely.
Tomorrow they're talking freezing rain.
Oh, boy. Well, let's solve this riddle here, and we're going to get you a prize from Warren Tracy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. And the question is, the X car from GM, they slapped a Cadillac badge on one of these vehicles. What was the name of that not-so-popular Cadillac?
Cimarron.
You got it. Congratulations. We'll have Matt get all of your current information to make sure I can pass it along to Warren. But in the meantime, let me ask you about this possible SUV that's going to be basically a rebadged Jeep Grand Cherokee and Dodge Durango, and no doubt they'll do some interior alterations, maybe a few mechanical alterations, and they're going to slap a Maserati badge on it. What do you think? Is that a good thing? If you had the funds, would you buy a rebadged Jeep or Dodge as a Maserati?
I just finished reading an article about the Grand Cherokee, believe it or not, this afternoon.
Oh, no kidding.
And I've seen pictures of the Durango, and I would buy either one if I had the funds. And if that Maserati, if it's like the Grand Cherokee or whatever, yeah. If I had the money, if they didn't change too much of the styling, I like both the styling of the Grand Cherokee and the Durango. If they didn't change it too much, I'd buy it.
Yeah, good point, Dell. I had the opportunity here in my New England headquarters to spend a week behind the wheel of the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee a couple of weeks back, and I was very, very impressed with the architecture of this new vehicle. It's very solid. I mean, the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the outgoing one, was a solid vehicle, but this one, definitely they've raised the bar. The interior is very cool.
I'm sitting here looking at the picture of the interior right now. It's just unbelievable for a Jeep. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is, and it's available in a whole variety of different incarnations as far as two-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, and down the road, they're going to have the high-performance one, the SRT8. It's rumored that it will have more than 500 horsepower, and that's coming this summer.
Wow.
Can't wait to see that one. That
I
one
wonder what
cool.
they're going to... How many horsepower the Maserati would have then?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, they'll have to take that engine out of the Maserati Gran Turismo and
there
drop it
go.
In there. That would make a good fit. Well, Dell, my friend, thank you for chiming in on that, and hang on for Matt. We'll get all of your info, and we'll get a prize out to you, courtesy of Warren Tracy, the man with the Busted Knuckle Garage. And matter of fact, Warren has had this catalog company for years, but he has just recently opened his first store. That's right. You can actually visit a actual Busted Knuckle store, because before it was kind of a virtual thing. It was like Amazon.com or one of those websites. But now, if you're in Carefree, I gotta love that name, Carefree, Arizona, somewhere near the Phoenix area, you can go to the Busted Knuckle Garage store. It's actually attached to an exotic car dealership. A very good placement there, Warren. And the next time Warren is with us here on the broadcast, we are going to definitely have him tell us more about this particular incarnation. So since we're going to be talking about the Chevrolet Volt upcoming in the next segment with one of the executives from Chevrolet, I thought it was interesting that just today the Environmental Protection Agency officially gave the 2011 Chevrolet Volt an EPA rating. So they've done it. They've been thinking about how are we going to do this? These electric cars that have a hybrid system as a companion piece, how are we going to rate it? So here's what they've done. In all electric mode, it gets 93 miles per gallon equivalent. And in gas-only mode, it gets 37 miles per gallon. That's the latest on the 2011 Chevrolet Volt getting its official EPA rating. It's going to be interesting to see what the Nissan Leaf, which is a electric-only vehicle with no gasoline engine, gets for a rating, whether it will beat the 93 miles per gallon that this Volt is getting from the EPA. I imagine it will because it's a significantly smaller vehicle, but then again, you know, if you run out of juice, you're out of luck. One thing good about this Chevrolet Volt that it's got the backup generator basically driven by a teeny tiny gasoline engine, and it will kick in and keep you in the electric mode. Of course, there's been some recent controversy about the fact that General Motors kind of came clean and said under certain conditions, the electric part of the vehicle and the gasoline part of the vehicle operate at the same time. I don't know if it's in a highway passing situation or what the particular situation is, but of course it got lots of heat from the greenies out there, and certainly it's going to be interesting to see how this vehicle sells. But they're only selling it in, I believe, six markets. We'll hear more about that upcoming here in this hour of Auto World with an interview I did out at the L.A. International Auto Show just a couple of weeks back. I'm going to tell you in the not-too-distant future, I'm going to have an updated website, a very, hopefully, cool, hope you like it website for AutoWorldRadio.com. My web guy, Ken's Vocal, has already updated a couple of the pages, but we're going to update the pictures, and we're going to put some new audio clips on there, some interviews from the show. If you didn't catch them live, you can catch them on the website, and also some of my long drive features. That's all upcoming, and also the interview from the LA Auto Show. That's up next, right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoke.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to a special edition of the program as we bring you highlights from the recently concluded press days of the L.A. Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by Chris Perry, who's Vice President of Marketing for Chevrolet. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is definitely a big show for Chevrolet because Camaro fanatics have been waiting for this day for a long time, and that is the unveiling of the official production version of the Camaro convertible. Tell us all about it.
You're right, an exciting day for us to add the convertible to the Camaro lineup. As you know, the vehicle's been very successful for us. This year, we're going to outsell Mustang in that segment, which is very exciting for us.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, and that's with one variant. You know, they have the coupe and the convertible and the GT500, and we're very pleased to be able to do that with one, just the coupe, and now add in the convertible. What an exciting vehicle for us.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit more about the convertible for those of our listeners who haven't had the chance to check it out. It's a soft-top convertible?
Soft-top convertible. Simple, easy maneuver of the top, similar to the Corvette convertible. The great thing about the vehicle is the chassis settings is pretty much similar to the coupe, so you really don't give up any of that handling characteristics and that performance that Camaro enthusiasts love.
And a full portfolio of both engine and transmission choices?
Exactly, both the V8 and the V6. Starting at probably roughly $30,000 and going up to a tad over $40,000, depending on, you get a flavor for everybody.
Very good. And when will folks be able to check out the Camaro convertible at their local Chevrolet dealer?
They will start hitting the shows probably in February.
Oh, so not
so,
that
yeah,
far
not
off.
Not too far away.
Very cool.
It's such an iconic sports car that everyone just When I revealed it today, there was just smiles on people's faces when the vehicle came out, that bright red color.
Oh, that's great.
It's hard to keep your enthusiasm hidden when that vehicle comes out.
No question about it. I was out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas a number of weeks back, and I got a look at the Neiman Marcus car for this year, and guess what? It's a Camaro convertible. That's the first time.
That's right. As you mentioned, the convertible was the featured car in the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog. We had a special edition, special paint, special trim, with an MSRP of $75,000 for that. We only built 100 of them.
Wow.
And they sold out in 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
3 minutes for 100 vehicles. That's pretty exciting. Actually, we have a little bit of a waiting list for that special edition.
Oh, that's fantastic. And the color is quite unusual. It's kind of a brownish hue. What's the exact color called? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't know off the top of my head. But it is a unique color and trim package just for those 100 Neiman Marcus editions.
Excellent. Let's talk about a vehicle that's getting lots of attention, and that's the new small vehicle from Chevrolet replacing the Cobalt. It's the all-new Cruze, and quite a bit different from the vehicle that it replaces. Certainly architecturally, as well as the interior, is certainly a long way from what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, the Cruze is just a spectacular vehicle for us, and I think you hit the nail on the head. The best part about it, from my perspective, is the interior. It is so well laid out, so nicely designed, nice-sized interior, very luxurious and spacious. And the drive is just fantastic. I had the opportunity to drive 13 different C-segment cars at Milford a couple of weeks ago, back-to-back-to-back, 6 hours of driving. And the performance and the drive characteristics and just the confidence that you have in Cruze really came through. It was striking to see it against the competition.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about the offerings power plant wise in the Cruze, because I understand that this vehicle can be quite fuel efficient. It's really a specialist in that area.
Yeah, well, the base model, as you know, is the 1.8 liter, but the majority of the products that we have in the lineup is 1.4 liter turbo. So that's the advantage, because it provides that fuel efficiency and performance that people want in that type of vehicle. And then we also have the Cruze Eco, which is a special model that's really focused on achieving fuel economy. It has a 42 mile per gallon rating on the highway, which makes it the most fuel efficient, traditionally gas-powered vehicle in the industry, more so than some hybrids, more so than anything else out there. So we're pretty excited, and I think that's quite an engineering feat coming from Chevrolet.
Absolutely. And certainly when you look at, again, the overall design of the vehicle, and also the fact that this vehicle is a global vehicle, it's not only going to be sold here in the United States, but it's also going to be sold in many countries around the world. It really means that you guys must have put a lot of miles and a lot of development work into this particular vehicle.
Yeah, the thing with the Cruze, it's being sold in 60 countries around the world. And actually, the U.S. is towards the end of the rollout. It's already been achieving great success in Europe, around the globe. And so, to your point, it's been tested and driven and just researched from a quality and R&D standpoint pretty thoroughly.
I can imagine.
We're pretty confident in the vehicle when it comes here to the U.S.
Excellent. Is it called the Cruze in other areas of the world?
Most of the places it's called the Cruze, that's exactly it.
And certainly a good value for the money. This is a car with a low price point and very well equipped for that price point.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we focused on is not only, like I mentioned earlier, the interior and just the overall design layout is very appealing, but also from a safety standpoint. 10 airbag standard, ABS brakes, electronic stability control, OnStar capabilities, all those things that really makes you feel confident and safe in the vehicle.
Excellent. Let's talk about another very, very important vehicle for the brand. It's been called a game changer. It's the Chevrolet Volt. It recently won the Motor Trend Car of the Year award. I was with Motor Trend for 10 years, so just wrapping up that part of my life. And it also won Automobile Magazine's Automobile of the Year, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. I thought you'd come to that. I thought you'd start with that with the Volt. We're very excited about that. That's a fantastic vehicle for us. And very humbling to be able to receive those awards. But you're right, it is a game changer. It's fun to be able to be part of the company that's defining where this industry is going. And that's what I think the Volt is doing for us. It's really defining how the industry is going to evolve going forward.
There's still some confusion out there as to how the Volt actually works. This is a very unique vehicle in that it's a plug-in vehicle, and it has an electric generator, but it also has a backup gasoline engine which powers that generator, so you don't have that range anxiety that you'll have with several other products which are launching about this time as well.
That's exactly true. I think with the battery fully charged, you get about 25 to 50 mile range, which is well within the norm of American public. The average American drives about 40 miles a day, and so for your average consumer, driving it to work and doing some errands and coming back and plugging in, they're really never going to have to tap into that gas generator. But for those times when you have to deviate from your schedule, you have that, you know, you can avoid that range anxiety, like you said. The gasoline engine kicks in, generates some electricity for the engine, and you keep going. So fully, once you get load up the battery, charge up the battery, fill up the gas tank, it's about a 350-mile range.
That's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. It's a vehicle that you can use as your primary vehicle. It's not a secondary. It's not an experiment. It's a real car.
A real deal car.
Real deal.
Well, Chris, let's talk a little bit about some of the features on the Volt. I mean, lots of folks today are expecting the luxury and convenience features. Are those all part of the Volt experience as well? I mean, can you get power windows and power this, power that, and the high-end stereo, navigation, all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. All the things you would expect in a normal vehicle is available on the Volt. And that's the great thing about it. Our engineers went about it and said, okay, what's the average consumer want? They're going to want to avoid that range anxiety. They're going to want a great stereo. They're going to want navigation. Let's make sure they have it. Let's package it up. We don't want anybody to feel compromised by picking this vehicle.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about the rollout of the Volt. Is it available just in certain areas of the country? Explain that to our listeners across North America.
Right. At the beginning, it's going to start off in seven markets. It's going to be California, Texas, Michigan, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. So select markets needs those. For instance, in Texas, we'll start in Austin and expand beyond there. And California will start in L.A. and San Francisco. And as we ramp up production and start getting rolling, within the next 12 to 18 months, we'll roll it out across the country. So for next year, the limited production sales, forecasted sales about 10,000 units.
Mm-hmm.
But then in 2012, that'll ramp up to 45,000 units as we roll it out across the country.
Excellent. And when do you expect to see the first ones in 2012 hitting the highways?
Well, actually, we're going to start production this month.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And consumers will start taking delivery next month in December.
Wow, so this is just around the bend.
This is the real deal. It's no longer a hope and a dream. It is reality.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, all good news. The award-winning Chevrolet Volt, the introduction of the Chevrolet Camaro convertible. Got to check that one out. And the Chevrolet Cruze. Chris Perry, the Vice President of Marketing for Chevrolet. Thanks for being part of our broadcast here from the L.A. International Auto Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a joy.
We'll take a time out, and then more of our show will come your way.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.